Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And I hope someone walks up soon so I can say welcome to Target. I just want to say welcome to Target. I just want to say welcome to Target to somebody. Welcome to Target!
It's, you know, when you go to Target and you do self, I do the self-checkout at Target.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Because it's a little bit quicker. But also when I do it, I can make sure that I get every item scans the way I believe every item is going to scan. Every once in a while, you get this thing where if you buy two deodorants, you get a $5 coupon or something like that. And at Target, it seems to me, of all the stores I go to, if there's any question about the price on something, When the person comes over, like, you know how when you do self-checkout, there's always one person to, like, man
like
all the
items?
Yeah. If there's any question on the item, at least Target in Framingham, the guy always goes, well, how much do you think this is? And I go, well, I think it's like $2. And he goes, all right. And he just, like, hits the magic keys, and it's $2. And I'm thinking, why didn't I say it was, like, $1?
Oh, my God, that's
less?
Genius.
They always just go, yeah, just here, whatever you think it is, that's what the price is. So we're talking this morning about how much if you get overcharged for something, how much would you go back to the store for? Is that when it happens, or like a coupon doesn't scan and you sort of feel like you didn't?
Yeah, I always watch it too. Like, I think we talked about this off the air a little bit. I'm always watching when they're scanning to make sure, so that I maybe don't have to come back and correct the problem. But any dollar amount, usually if it's change, I probably won't. Like, if it's going to be 50 cents, but I don't know, maybe 75 cents. That's a, you know, that's
do you
close
speak
enough.
Up if something doesn't scan correctly?
Wow. Do you,
excuse me, that's $1.99, not $2.49.
Yes. And if they say, oh no, it's $6.99, I'll say, okay, I don't want it then. I'll change my mind.
Oh, she's one
you're
of
one
those.
You're one of those.
So, my
you're
God.
The person responsible for the stack of items on the magazine rack at the end of the...
No, that's totally. And she's the one that you're behind her in line and you're like, seriously, I picked the wrong line, because she's deciding on every item. Wait,
yes.
Wait, how much was that? No, I don't want it. How much is that
that's
one?
True.
Yeah, I'll take that. Oh.
No, and with food too. I do it at Market Basket.
God,
I do it with
nightmare.
Food. If it's not what it said on the little barcode below, then I'll say, okay, no, I'm sorry. Can you just put that aside? I don't want it.
Or you're in and they scan it and they say it's $2.49 and you say, no, it's supposed to be $1.49, and they say, no, that's for members, or that's if you have your Price Shopper card or something like that.
And you won't
not
get
in
it.
The club,
I won't
get
it.
And it's like, all right,
that's
you
right.
can have it, forget it.
Wow.
I'm not doing that well.
No,
yeah,
any
no,
dollar.
That's not me. But you would go
dollar.
Back if you already got home from the store and you realized there was a 75 cent mistake in the store's favor, like you're out 75 cents, you're going to get in your car, you're going to put your mask on, you're going to stand in the customer service line to get your 75 cents.
I did it yesterday.
That's the number, 75? Would you do it for 70 cents?
Would
you do it for 65? This is the like trying to find
cents, you would do
50.
It.
Would
I
you do it
50.
For 45 cents? Would you
I
go
think,
back?
Yeah,
50 cents because it's like two halfway there to fill up your tires with air if I needed two extra quarters somewhere.
Oh,
you know what
my
I mean? So it's
God.
Like I could use
oh.
it.
On the other
God.
Side of the, I think Sue,
oh,
I think
my God.
I think Sue, you and I are probably. I don't want to say I'm throwing money away, but at some point I'm just like, I'm not going to go back there for that. Or if I have some coupon that. I'm insisting that they honor, and they don't want to honor it. I'm just like, all right, I'll just pay it. I don't know.
My feeling is it all comes out in the wash. Like, I feel like there's probably times when that they rang it up wrong and it was in my favor, you know? And so I don't even check that closely. I'm bad. It would have to be $5 or more for me to go back, I think. Mm-hmm. I'd have to realize that, you know, something.
That's a good amount. Yeah, that's a good amount.
I don't think I wouldn't do it for sense like you. No.
It's funny what we do to save money or to what we think is saving money. I get these little, we have a game in our house with the CVS receipts, and at the bottom you have like $2 in CVS free
you gotta
money
cut
or
them.
Whatever.
Oh, extra
you
gotta bucks.
Cut them. And they, yeah, we hang them on the refrigerator, and then I go, hey, this thing is going to expire today, and I'll run up to CVS, and it's almost like I'm wandering the aisles looking for something to buy that's like $2.99.
So all
I can
do
use this $3 coupon. And it's usually something I don't really
need
urgently.
Right. So it works in their favor to give us the extra bucks because we buy more than we would without them.
Correct.
So it works in their favor. Yeah. It always works in their favor. But I don't know. My price, Kendra, you're cheap.
No, I'm fierce. Steve, my husband is horrified by this.
Oh, poor Steven.
He would never go back. Even $20 bucks, he wouldn't go back.
Yeah, I wouldn't go back for less than probably $5. And even then,
I can see Kendra with the folded, with the little accordion file of coupons in line.
Oh my God.
And I know you because I've been behind you in line every day of the
the accordion. David's so right. I have it.
You do. And you're the person I would hate to be behind because you're.
I always get the blinking
light. She's making her decision at the checkout on every item.
Yep.
Oh. That's true.